greens and yellows and glorious multicoloured blossoming bushes and trees. Her village was nestled among rolling hills and streams and winding cobblestone paths that jutted out all around the lower portion of the mountain, where her castle was happily situated and spread to the valley below. Many homesteads and farms and fields of bounteous crops covered the great landscape as far as the eye could see. Indeed, Elena's kingdom was one of the most sought-after and desired realms in all the world. She could not believe her good fortune in having such a prosperous and superior land. Her subjects were also known to be quite magnificent in their own way as well, and to reward them for their kindness and diligence, she guaranteed they were treated above those under the care of the other monarchies and rulers around. Her people were given several holidays each year and multiple gifts of food, household supplies, adornments, and even many frivolous items would find their way into their homes from their dear queen. How she loved them! How she loved her land, her people, her life! It was undeniably faultless. An enchanted kingdom to be loved by all. Elena sighed in contentment as she rested her head against the smoothly plastered stone wall and looked out the window pane. The birds chattered and chirped and flew in delightful winging dances in the sky as they popped in and out of wispy clouds. Here was joy. Here was life at its best, and she could never imagine desiring anything more. And yet, if one could step back and see the tragedy behind her contentment, one would know that all she witnessed below her, all she imagined above, all her hopes and dreams were just that, dreams, an illusion. Queen Elena's life was so desperately heartrending, so tragically sorrowful, that one needed to enchant the beautiful queen and all those surrounding her, all her dear subjects, into a state of never-ending bliss. She had to sleep through this horror to allow her to heal from the pain, to be kept from all those memories that would threaten to own her. She had to be kept in such a state until one who was worthy could come along and teach her, hold her, comfort her, release the spell surrounding her contentment, and more importantly, kiss her awake to the true being that was hers. Until one such worthy man came into her life and bravely fought those demons who sought to destroy her, Queen Elena's existence was perpetually on hold, and she was forever trapped within a state of no progression, wrapped in a bubble of peace, almost like a ghost, and eternally asleep to the harsh realities awaiting her. Ignorant to all but what she knew and could remember, she would be forever known as the Sleeping Queen. Prince Darien laughed as he dodged another wayward thrust of the king's sword. At this rate, he and Michael, the King of Alamade, would be at it all night. He hooted as his friend lunged forward again, and as Darien quickly sidestepped the attack, he could not help but taunt, "Is this the greatest you've got within you? How can you hope to defend yourself, let alone a whole kingdom?" The king grunted and swung his sword, missing the prince by a good 6 inches. "Perhaps if you held still long enough, I could show you how good my maneuvers are." Darien chuckled and took a step back, his foot slipping slightly on the wet grass of the castle lawn, before deftly lifting his sword and blocking 2 more wild attempts from Michael. "Admit defeat, old man, and I may let you live to see another day." It was the same thing he said to the king each week as they practiced, and true to form, his friend was quick to respond in kind. "If you were not such a coward and could fight like a real man, I would blacken your lights instantly." "Ah, yes. But we're not using fisticuffs now, are we? In fact, we are..." "And another thing, I am not an old man," the king huffed as he haphazardly sliced his blade through the air. "I," he stepped forward, "am only..." Steel smacked against steel. "5 years older than you." Michael wiped.